The Trumpet Daily Program begins right now.
Today's world news, what it means, where it's taking us.
I bring you the one and only possible message of world peace.
This is a message of hope, tremendous hope. And he said unto me, you must prophesy again.
The Trumpet Daily Program begins right now.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Trumpet Daily Radio Show. I'm Brad McDonald and I'll be your host for today. Well, it has finally happened. Islamist terrorists have struck Germany in its heart. All eyes today are focused on Berlin, Germany's capital city, where last night 12 people were killed and another 50 or more injured when a semi-truck plowed into a Christmas market in Berlin. This atrocity, surprise, surprise, was committed by a male Muslim migrant from Pakistan. The story, as we're being told right now, is that he hijacked a lorry that was owned by a Polish company and being driven by a man from Poland. But this migrant hijacked the lorry, killed the driver, and then he drove it into the busy Christmas market in Berlin. Apparently the migrant, this man, this Muslim terrorist, had arrived in Germany last December. He'd been in the country only about 12 months. This is the worst fear for many Germans. I heard one analyst this morning state that what happened last night in Berlin could be Germany's 9/11. This event really could be significant in modern German history. I think only time is going to tell. But I agree. I think this particular attack, this attack in Germany, it really could be a game changer for Europe and especially for Germany. Obviously, the death count from this terrorist attack wasn't nearly as high as the death count in New York City on September 11th, 2001. And there's a significant difference there. But the symbolism is significant. And the change that yesterday's attack could have and could cause in Germany and in Europe, it really could be as significant or similar to the change that was wrought by the 9/11 attack. In today's program, I'd like to explain why the Berlin terrorist attack yesterday could resonate with Germans and even with Europeans more than some of the other attacks that we've seen in recent years. This really could be a game changer. The attack in Nice, France was similar. I think that was earlier this year or late last year. But you'll remember that in Nice, France, at another public event, a lorry was hijacked and an Islamist terrorist mowed down people right on the streets of Nice. 84 people were killed. You probably remember the Bataclan nightclub attack in Paris. That killed 137 people. There was the shooting earlier this year in Munich, killing 9 people. There's a whole host of other terrorist attacks that have occurred across Europe and in Germany. And these attacks are already causing change in the nations of Europe. Anti-migrant feelings are on the upswing across the continent. Protests are occurring across Europe. Tensions are already high. But yesterday's attack, I think, could shake Germany and it could shake all of Europe more dramatically than any of the attacks we've seen. And I think there are three reasons for this. The timing, the target, and the location of yesterday's attack will impact the hearts and minds of the German people in an especially unique and powerful way. And I'd like to just go ahead and consider these three components of this attack. The timing, the target, and the location, because I really think they are significant. Let's start out by just considering the timing and the target of yesterday's attack. This was an attack on a tradition of enormous cultural and social significance in Germany. This is Christmas. It happened with less than a week leading up to Christmas. Now, if any of us don't take Christmas very seriously, then we perhaps wouldn't appreciate what a blow this would be to people who take Christmas seriously, to people who find it really important at this time of the year to celebrate Christmas. And maybe most of us living outside of Europe don't realize this, but the Germans of all people have a unique and an extra fervent love of Christmas. I mean, I'm not just making this up. You can go on to you can research this. You can find this in history books, and there are a number of reasons for this. But the Germans, in particular, really love this time of year. This is a special time of year for the country. I'll just read a quote from a website advertising visiting Berlin in particular. So this is what the website tells tourists interested in visiting Germany at this time of the year. During the last months of the year, Germany is extra popular because of its Christmas markets. The German Christmas atmosphere is different from most other countries in the world. The German people simply love Christmas, and this can be observed in the streets, in the shopping centers, and even around tourist attractions. One of the greatest things you can visit in November, December are the Christmas markets. Also in the city of Berlin, you can visit many great Christmas markets, and most of them have already started by the end of November. Christmas has especially deep roots in Germany, and even if you trace the roots of Christmas, you'll trace them. I mean, obviously they go all the way back to Babylon and Mesopotamia and the religion established by Semiramis and Nimrod, but the deepest roots can be traced back through Germany. I really kind of came to see this firsthand last week. I was in Germany for 2 or 3 days last week. I was in the Hanover region, which is about 3 hours from Berlin. And I think it was last Wednesday night. I went out for dinner with a friend, an elderly person. And we went to the market square. We went to the town center, which wasn't far from her house. And I was a bit surprised at how much difficulty we had finding a restaurant. We tried to book a table at one restaurant earlier in the day. That didn't work. All the reservation, the restaurant was booked out. So we just decided to go into town and walk around. And every restaurant was just overflowing with people having Christmas dinners, celebrating Christmas. Eventually, we found a restaurant, quintessential German pub. But there really was just an extremely joyous atmosphere, a real festive spirit. There was lots of drinking and singing, and the family at the table next to us were giving gifts to one another. And I was with my friend, and she explained that you know, we Germans, we love Christmas. Every year at Christmas, it's like this. It starts in the middle of November. And, I mean, this is the time of year when families hit the streets. They go to the market to visit these market squares, to visit these stalls. There's big Christmas trees erected in marketplaces in towns and cities all across Germany. I think, you know, This tradition really is one that's more of a cultural or social tradition today than it is a spiritual or a religious experience. I don't think the Germans' love for Christmas would necessarily be manifested in their attendance at church services every Sunday or their attendance at Mass. Nevertheless, this was an attack on Germany's Christian heritage, and I'm sure the Islamist attackers, it wasn't lost on them that this attack was occurring just 4 or 5 days before Christmas, that they were going after a tradition that is really close and important to the German soul, this will be perceived as an attack on Germany's Christian heritage. And if you're following the news in Europe these days, this is already a pretty significant talking point. François Fillon, the man that was recently nominated to lead France's centre-right political party in elections next year, one of his big talking points in his campaign was we need to preserve and defend and restore France's Christian heritage. We're seeing this being discussed in Germany too, in the right-wing political parties. And this attack, the timing of this attack, right on the eve of Christmas, a time so close to the German people's hearts, it's going to bolster this argument that Europe needs to return to its Christian roots. Now, that doesn't mean that Germans and the Europeans will necessarily begin to just flock to church on Sunday or begin to start taking Mass. But you can see, and we're already seeing, Europeans, and what will happen in Germany, no doubt, is we'll see Germans call on their leaders to defend their Christian heritage. The timing of this attack is going to drive home the point to the German people that their Christian culture, their Christian traditions, their Christian morality is under threat. And it's going to add momentum to the movement that's already underway to return Europe to its traditional and Christian roots. Consider too the target of yesterday's attack in Berlin. The German people's affection for Christmas is really evident by the popularity of Christmas markets. If you were to visit Germany right now, you could visit a village all the way up to the city of Berlin, and there's a very good chance that right in the center of that town or village or city, you'll find a Christmas market. They pop up in cities and towns all across the country at this time of the year. And I'm not talking about just kind of a small market with some fruit and vegetable for sale. I mean, these market stalls, they have performers and street performers, and there's music and food and drink and Christmas trees and lights. And it's a real festive atmosphere, as I said earlier. The German people, this is part of their culture. And at this time of the year, they gather the wife and family and they meet with friends in the market center and to have a beer. There was plenty of beer being drunk in this German restaurant last Wednesday. But it's very popular. Some of these Christmas markets are actually internationally famous. Tourists travel to Germany at this time of the year to visit these Christmas markets. Again, this wasn't some little market where there's a couple of guys selling some cucumbers and some fish and a baker selling his bread. Here in the UK right now, travel companies are advertising weekend getaways to Berlin to visit the Christmas markets. Richard Palmer sent me an email this morning showing with a link to a website that was selling a weekend getaway to Berlin to visit the very same Christmas market in which the attack occurred yesterday. In fact, this is one of the top 4 or 5 Christmas markets in Germany at this time of the year. More than 2 million people visit this market each year. This, again, if you're not German or if you don't know this, it's easy to just think that this was just kind of a routine marketplace. But it was. I mean, if you're American, Imagine for a moment a 50-ton semi-trailer truck plowing into spectators at the Macy's Thanksgiving parade. I mean, imagine the impact that would have on New Yorkers. Imagine the impact that would have on the American people. If it happened in New York at such a popular event. That's similar to what happened in Germany yesterday. Again, as I said, this was one of the largest Christmas markets. More than 2 million people visit this market each year. Tourists come in from across Europe. Tourists come in from the United Kingdom just to visit this market. I heard a clip this morning from a British tourist who was at the market and witnessed the tragedy yesterday. Now think about, I mean, these markets are they're running operational all across Germany, and millions of Germans are visiting these markets. Attendance is probably going to drop. This attack is going to drain the festive atmosphere from these markets. Anyone who does attend is probably going to be attending with an anxious eye, looking to see if there's a truck hurtling out of control. I mean, you could see the timing and the target of this attack really affecting the national mood in Germany. This attack, or this was an attack on part of the essence of what it means to be German, or at least what it means to be German at this time of the year. It's interesting that immediately after the attack occurred, German authorities told residents of Berlin to stay home. They were told to not come out into the streets. They were told to stay home, to not visit. I mean, there's multiple markets, Christmas markets in Berlin at this time of the year. But I mean, think about that. An entire city being forced to change its behavior at a time of year that is really important and meaningful to the German people more than any others. They were told to stay home. This event really didn't just affect the 12 people who were killed or the 50 or so people who were injured. I mean, it had a direct impact on everyone in Berlin, and there's no doubt that it had a powerful and dramatic impact on the German people. A significant part of the impact or the effect of the 9/11 attacks was the target and the location and the symbolism, the Twin Towers being right there in the heart of New York City, New York being the quintessential American city. And it's very similar with this attack. Very similar with this attack. This attack struck close to the German heart. We'll go ahead now and take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to take a look at the broader location of yesterday's tragic attack in Germany.
This is KPCG-FM, and this is the Trumpet Daily.
Herbert W. Armstrong long forecast the arrival of a military superpower in Europe. In a world where European nations can't rely on the United States, one in which they fear Russia and face the constant threat of radical terror, their only hope of survival is to band together. This is what we see happening, and what we see happening was prophesied in your Bible. Request Germany and the Holy Roman Empire to learn about the history of Germany and the Holy Roman Empire and to understand where the events in Europe today are leading. 3,000 years ago, the prophet Daniel explained that at the time of the end, radical Islam would push against Europe. That time is now.
We are witnessing the first manifestations of this Islamist push against Europe, and it's leading to a spectacular clash between these two prophesied kings, the King of the North and the King of the South. What does the Bible say about the identity of these two kings? What about the end time? Will everyone be affected by these events? Request our two booklets, The King of the South and Germany and the Holy Roman Empire.
To learn more, please visit thetrumpet.com. The Trumpet Daily Radio Show airs every morning at 7 a.m. Central Time on KPCG 101.3 FM in Edmond, Oklahoma.
Welcome back. I'm Brad McDonald, and I'm hosting the program today for Stephen Flurry. Today we're talking about the tragic Islamist terrorist attack that occurred yesterday in Berlin. A lorry was hijacked by a migrant from Pakistan and driven into the middle of a Christmas market in a Berlin neighborhood. 12 people were killed, another 50 or so were injured. The whole city and even the whole nation today is in a state of shock. Before the break, we talked about how the lead up to Christmas, the few weeks coming up to Christmas, really is a special time of year for the German people in particular. They love Christmas. They love the festivity. They love the joy. They love having dinner and spending time with family. Christmas is really important to the Germans, probably more than most other people in the West. And this attack has really struck them in the heart of that tradition. And we talked about how this is going to resonate powerfully across Germany and Europe. I'd also like to just consider a third facet of yesterday's terrorist attack. And that is the location or the specific city in which this attack occurred. There's a lot here that I think we need to think about. Berlin, as all of our listeners who are no doubt extremely well-educated, Berlin is the capital city of Germany. And in some respects, you could say it's the capital of Europe. Berlin is the home of the Bundestag, Germany's parliament. It's the home, obviously, of German leaders. It's where Angela Merkel lives, Germany's most powerful leader, Europe's most powerful leader. When you read the papers over here and even in the States, the two cities you see mentioned the most in articles about geopolitics are Brussels and Berlin. Brussels, of course, is the capital of, or for the European Union, and Berlin is the capital of Germany, and Germany is the most powerful nation in Europe. But the terrorist attacks, they just struck the heart and core of Europe. But this city is not just a routine national capital. Berlin is Germany's shining city on a hill. Berlin is a symbol of the progress and achievements of post-war and especially post-unification Germany. Berlin it's Germany's shining city on a hill. It's a special and important city to the Germans, to Europeans, because of the incredible transformation that has taken place in this city. This city has changed dramatically since 1989, and Berlin, for a lot of Europeans and for a lot of Germans, and certainly for a lot of Berliners, Berlin is a type of the change that they want to take place across Germany and across Europe. During the Cold War, the city was divided, it was dilapidated. It was the city at the epicenter of the standoff between Russia and the West. It was poor and run down, just trapped in the past. But since German unification in 1989, this city has transformed into one of Europe's most vibrant, one of its wealthiest, most sophisticated, and also one of its most liberal cities. Berlin today is just this this really interesting mix of old and new. It's ultra old, but it's also ultra modern. There's just I forget the statistics, but there's a large group of young people. It's a hub for technological or technology companies and startups. Berlin is very cosmopolitan and multicultural. It's one of Europe's most cosmopolitan cities. It's filled with people of all different cultures and races and languages and nations. It's celebrated for its variety. It's celebrated for its variety of food and cuisine. I'll just read a quote here from A Hipster's Guide to Berlin. Berlin is a mecca of artists, bohemians, and Europe's creative class. Berlin is an old historic city made new again thanks to a torn-down wall, a reunified country, and an influx of young, trend-setting individuals from around the world. Whether for world-class nightlife, new tech startups, unique fashion, cutting-edge art, or international food, visitors often fall in love with Berlin's unique vibe, staying longer than expected and returning frequently. It really is. It is a city that represents modern Germany. Or what the leaders of modern Germany want us to believe is modern Germany. Time magazine in 2009 identified Berlin as Europe's capital of cool. The USA Today gave Berlin in 2014 the same title. It really is one of Europe's hippest, trendiest cities. And it's undergone a huge transformation since German unification in 1989. Culturally, visually, economically, there's a ton of new infrastructure, new buildings, new roads, new facilities, new public transport. Now, consider for a moment, or let's together consider for a moment the mentality or the spirit, the attitude behind this transformation. Berlin is the epicenter of German liberalism. Berlin is the emblem of contemporary Germany and the modern German. It's sophisticated, it's cultured. Berlin is tolerant, it's non-judgmental, the people are open-minded, it's multicultural, there are people there from all over the world. There's a culture or an atmosphere of acceptance. It is, as I said, it's a nucleus for Germany's intellectual elites and even Europe's intellectual elites. Very secular, very multicultural, very liberal, open-minded, tolerant, and the modern Germany that's touted as the coolest city in the world really is a product of this German liberalism. To a lot of people, Berlin is a symbol of the transformation that the German people have experienced and are experiencing. Berlin, to many people, is a symbol of Germany's post-war and particularly its post-unification change. From Berlin, Germany's liberal elite, its progressive, secular, sophisticated leaders and mainstream media are trying to do to the German people what they have done to the city of Berlin. German leaders want to export the spirit of Berlin to the rest of the country. And depending on where you go, they've had a lot of success. They've had a lot of success. Germany is more liberal than it was in the past. It is more multicultural. I mean, they've accepted more than 1.2 million migrants in the past couple of years. Very multicultural, very tolerant. As I said, Berlin is the epicenter of Germany's liberal institutions. It's the headquarters for most of the mainstream media outlets. It's the headquarters for the mainstream political parties. It's the headquarters or the nucleus of Germany's intellectual class. And all of these people, Germany's mainstream media, Germany's mainstream politicians, all of these people are at the vanguard of Germany's ongoing transformation. This intellectual elite, this liberal elite, as I said just a minute ago, that has transformed Berlin into the hippest, coolest, most liberal, most sophisticated city in Europe. They're trying to do that now to the rest of Germany. And they've had a lot of success. Germany is pretty hip. It's pretty cool. It's sophisticated. It's cultured. There is a high level of tolerance. Berlin was the headquarters of the Welcome the Migrant movement. You remember Angela Merkel? I think it was in summer 2015. The migrant crisis was kind of getting out of control, and she had that infamous statement where she said, "We can do this." She stood there in Berlin. "We can do this," she said. "We can welcome all these migrants in." And then Angela Merkel and her party, the mainstream politicians, and a lot of the mainstream media, for months and months and months, they just told the German people it's going to be okay. They hid some of the problems that the migrants were causing in Germany. They hid that from the German people. The mayor of Berlin tried to pass a law that would prevent Germans retaliating if the German government wanted to take their home or take a room in their home and make it available to migrants. He tried to pass a law silently without anyone knowing, because it would create a bit of an uproar. But he tried to pass a law to prevent the Germans from fighting back if the government wanted to do that. Now think about all of that in the context of yesterday's attack, yesterday's major and dramatic terrorist attack in Berlin. Yesterday's attack was a huge blow to Germany's liberal movement. It was a huge blow to this ongoing attempt to turn the rest of Germany into Berlin. It is a bit of a generalization, but I think it is accurate to say that Berlin's story in many respects typifies the story of contemporary Germany. Post-war Germany, and especially post-unification Germany, has experienced a pretty impressive transformation. Now, if you go down to southern Germany, if you go to Munich, for example, Munich is very different than Berlin. Tradition, history, the Christian heritage that we talked about, all of that is very important down in southern Germany. But think about yesterday's attack and the effect that it will have on this liberal, secular, multicultural movement to promote Berlin values across Germany. I mean, already that liberal, secular, progressive approach has been, I would say it's already been slowed down as a result of the other terrorist attacks unfolding across Europe. But now it's happened right at the epicenter of German liberalism. Yesterday's attack reveals the deep and dangerous flaws of multiculturalism, tolerance, being open-minded. The message from yesterday's attack shows that while Berliners might want to be progressive and open-minded and tolerant and multicultural, they need to be more cynical, more unforgiving, more confrontational. That's the message that comes through. Berliners and even the liberal Germans, the mainstream media, the mainstream politicians, the intellectual elites, they may want to be progressive, they may want to be tolerant, they may be secular and open-minded and multicultural, That's what they want to be. But yesterday's attack shows that they need to be more serious, more skeptical, more confrontational, more nationalist. And I think what happened in Berlin yesterday really reveals a fundamental recognition that is occurring across Germany right now, and even across Europe. Berliners, the German people in general, even Europeans are grappling with a choice between who they want to be and who they need to be. They want to be tolerant. They want to be multicultural. They want to be open-minded and accepting of different races and cultures and religions. But they increasingly need to be nationalistic and uncompromising and unforgiving and intolerant and confrontational. How long can even the most placid German go on being persecuted and beaten down? Expect for this terrorist attack to really initiate some of these thoughts in the minds of the German people. I mean, these thoughts are already happening out in the villages and in the countryside. A lot of Germans already think this way. They're already opposing the shift toward becoming more like Berlin. I mean, it's altruistic and kind-hearted, and it makes a person feel really good to embrace migrants from Pakistan. And it's liberal and sophisticated, and it's the morally advanced thing to do. But embracing migrants becomes 1,000 times more difficult when they hijack your trucks and plow them through popular Christmas markets. Being multicultural is wonderful. It's wonderful. It makes you feel so good to be so accepting and tolerant. It's wonderful until your guests start waving ISIS flags and stalking your teenage girls. Europe right now really is a place where altruistic dreams are meeting grim reality. Harsh realities are forcing Germans and Europeans to substitute their post-war values with the more basic of human urges. Tolerance is going to be increasingly replaced by prejudice. Multiculturalism is going to be increasingly replaced by patriotism. The community spirit is going to be replaced with a greater determination for self-preservation and self-advancement. This is the lesson that's coming through. This will be the impact of this terrorist attack. And the fact that it occurred in Berlin is going to resonate. Watch Angela Merkel. Angela Merkel's popularity has already plummeted as a result of the migrant crisis, and I think the 2,000 or more rapes that occurred last New Year's, and the Munich attack. Her popularity has already tanked. What happens now? This migrant entered Germany only a year ago. He entered Germany Angela Merkel, you could say, practically invited this young man to Germany. And she said it herself. She embraced him when he arrived. And now he's hijacked a truck and plowed it through the Christmas market in Berlin and just drained all of the excitement and the festive spirit out of the nation of Germany. It wouldn't be surprising if Angela Merkel, if the blame for this is pinned on Angela Merkel. And if Angela Merkel is in trouble, what happens? Who replaces her? Whoever replaces her is going to have to be prepared to stop the effort to make Germany into Berlin and to start to make Germany more into Munich. More, you know, a country that's more traditional, a country where Catholic values and morals are valued, a country that's more confrontational toward migrants. I'll just conclude with a scripture. Well, I'll just conclude from an article we printed at the on the trumpet.com. It was a year. It was December 2015, and I wrote this article after I had just been on a trip to Austria and to Germany. And in the article, I just talked about a number of conversations I'd had with friends in Germany and Austria. I was told multiple times that there is a growing belief among Germans that they are being intentionally misled and even deliberately lied to by Angela Merkel and her pro-migrant allies in the government and in the media. So a year ago, I was talking to Germans, and they were saying that out, you know, outside of Berlin, outside of the major cities, people were increasingly feeling like they were being lied to by the media and by the German government. And you really could say that those lies emanated from Berlin. Across Germany, frustration, uncertainty, and anger are welling up. A growing number of Germans are feeling betrayed and they want change. That was a year ago. That was before the attacks in Munich. And that was before, that was a year before the attacks that we just saw in Berlin. Germans want a leader who will listen to their anxieties, defend their interests, and protect Germany. I had a conversation with one man who's a security guard at a refugee camp. And he talked to me about how lawless the camp was where he worked. There was rampant sexual abuse and rape and fights and knifings between migrants. And I asked this man, you know, are local politicians telling the public about this? The German police would have to go to the migrant camp all the time. They'd have to call in police from surrounding towns and villages to get the fighting under control. And I said, well, you know, is the local government talking about this? And he said, they're totally silent, he said. And that was the approach that Angela Merkel at the time was taking. She was hiding, and the mainstream media was hiding the effects of the migrant influx from the German people. In this article, I said, what will happen when the German public realizes that it has been deceived by its leaders? And this terrorist attack in Berlin is going to help the German people see the magnitude of deception that has taken place and that has been perpetrated by their leaders. The Merkel administration isn't being honest with the German people, and it hasn't been since this crisis began. Think about the consequences of Angela Merkel's grand deception. It's destroying the trust between Germany's government and the public. What happens when the majority of Germans realize they have been deceived? What happens when the majority of Germans lose confidence and trust in the mainstream leaders? And a lorry plowing through a large crowd of people in Berlin, in one of at this time of the year, will send that message. Frustrated and angry, this article continues, frustrated and angry, the German people, as any people would, will seek an individual, a political party, ideologies, willing to heed their concerns and solve Germany's migrant crisis. If Angela Merkel continues to do this, Germany's Chancellor risks transforming the German people and Germany itself into something very different and much more frightening than the democratic, peaceful, friendly nation that Germany is today. Angela Merkel is turning the German people into a ticking time bomb. And that is what's happened. The more disillusioned, frustrated, and angry the German people become, the more vulnerable they will be to radical politics and radical leaders with radical solutions. All that's needed now is a match, some sort of catalyst to ignite the national frustration and fury. An Islamist attack on Berlin would do it. Greater publicity of the migrant-related events, well, I can just end it right there. But this is, I mean, a lot of people knew that an attack was coming, a larger attack was coming, that an attack was going to occur in Berlin. But this really could resonate in a way similar to the 9/11 attack resonated on or with Americans. It really does strike to the heart of the German people and the German public. It's going to be incredibly damaging to Angela Merkel, Germany's chancellor. I mean, she's already backpedaled in 2 or 3 months and become a little more confrontational or cynical toward the migrants. But this is just going to feed the momentum of frustration and anger for Germany's liberal elite, for the mainstream media who won't talk about all of the problems attached to bringing in more than 1 million migrants. They won't talk about that. I'll just conclude with a biblical scripture here. If you listen to this program or subscribe to thetrumpet.com, follow us at thetrumpet.com, you'll be very familiar with this scripture. It's over here in Daniel 11 and verse 40. And it talks about a clash in the end time. And this prophecy, when you really understand it, this prophecy tells us that Berlin is not going to remain the avant-garde, progressive, sophisticated, trendy, cultural, hipster, multicultural, tolerant, open-minded city of Europe that it is today. Daniel 11 verse 40 says, "And at the time of the end shall the king of the south push at him, and the king of the north shall come against him like a whirlwind, hijacking a truck, killing the driver, and then using that truck to mow down innocent spectators at one of Germany's most popular Christmas markets." That is pushy. That's pushy. And then think about what else happened yesterday. I mean, it's been lost in the news, but I think it was in Turkey, I believe, where an Islamist shot point blank in front of the cameras. I think it was Russia's foreign minister to Turkey. In front of the cameras, this Islamist shot dead Russia's foreign minister. Vladimir Putin is not going to take that well. And we have to watch Russia's response. I mean, it'll be justification for more Russian interference in the Middle East and in Syria. Radical Islam, led by Iran. Iran is the king, or Iran is the head of the terrorist snake. Mr. Gerald Flurry, the Trumpet's editor-in-chief, he's been saying that for more than 20 years now. And it's just so obvious. But the King of the South mentioned here in Daniel 11 verse 40 is Iran leading radical Islamist terrorism. And it is pushing. It's pushing. And look at verse 40 there. The King of the North, the German-led European superpower, is going to respond. It's going to respond with the force of a whirlwind. You can go to other scriptures and other Bible prophecies in Daniel 8 and Daniel 11 and Revelation 13 and Revelation 17 and Isaiah 10. They talk about, and Habakkuk 1 and verses 5 and 6, I think it is. They all talk about Assyria or Germany rising up in this end time, shedding this pacifism, shedding this secularism, shedding this cloak of multiculturalism and tolerance, and really confronting the threats that are emerging in their midst. And I really think that the terrorist attack that we witnessed in Berlin yesterday could really be a major catalyst, as well as all of the other terrorist attacks that have been occurring and that will continue to occur. But yesterday's attack really could be a catalyst for Germany becoming the dominant, the confrontational, the unchecked, and eventually the cruel and brutal dictator and leader of this end-time King of the North that we are expecting. Stay tuned to events in Germany. Stay tuned to thetrumpet.com. Stay tuned to this program. I'm sure. I mean, I've only had a few hours to put the program together, and there's only a few hours worth of news. I'm sure over the next few days and weeks, there's going to be more and more analysis about what happened in Germany yesterday. Stay tuned to thetrumpet.com. We will keep you abreast of these events and of all of this prophecy that is being fulfilled in just such a dramatic and exciting and faith-building manner. Have a great day.